Bob's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia is declining to rule out a formal protest of Democrat Joe Biden's victory when Congress convenes next month to certify the presidential election results. Some of that played out today in hearings over voting irregularities. Senate Homeland Security Ranking Member Gary Peters says having a hearing on election irregularities simply gives oxygen to conspiracy theories.
Whether intended or not, this hearing gives a platform to conspiracy theories and lies. And it's a destructive exercise that has no place in the United States Senate.
While Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson says looking into election irregularities should not be controversial.
A large percentage of the American public does not believe the November election results are legitimate. This is not a sustainable state of affairs in our democratic republic.
A fierce nor'easter storm is blasting the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast at this hour. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says parts of the Northeast need to brace for a lot of snow.
Southern New York, where upwards of 12 to 18 inches could accumulate. And that heavy snow will transition into the southern New England, including Boston, where accumulations of 10 to perhaps as high as 15 inches are possible.
The heaviest snowfall was expected in central Pennsylvania, where forecasters in the state capital of Harrisburg said a six-decade-old record for a December snowfall could potentially be broken. But some areas from West Virginia to Maine could get a foot of snow, for some more than they saw all last winter. The virus that first emerged a year ago in Wuhan, China, swept across the world in 2020, leaving havoc in its wake. More than any event in memory, the pandemic has been a global event. On every continent, households have felt its devastation, joblessness and lockdowns, infirmity and death. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 44 points, the NASDAQ rose 63. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Separatist Armenian authorities.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. 45-year-old Jordan Barson, the driver of a box truck which plowed into a group of about 20 bicyclists last week near Searchlight, killing five, has now been charged with DUI, resulting in death after methamphetamine was found in his system, according to reports in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson said that authorities discovered an extremely high level of methamphetamine in Barson's system, who's currently in custody in Mojave County, Arizona, awaiting extradition to Nevada. More hospitals across Clark County and Nevada got shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine yesterday. The St. Rose Dominican, Sunrise Health System, and Valley Health System hospitals say that they plan to be giving shots immediately. UMC was the first hospital in the Silver State to get the vaccine and began giving out shots on Monday. Some 400 hospitals and distribution centers across the county began getting vaccine shipments this week, part of the biggest vaccination effort in U.S. history. Wynn Resort says scheduling changes demanded by local unions could mean worker layoffs. Since reopening back in June, Wynn Las Vegas and Encore scheduled fewer hours for more employees. Well, that could change January 11th, as the union says you got to work them 40 hours.
It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash on Las Vegas Boulevard North. That's at the 215 interchange. Right lane is blocked in that incident. Also heavy volumes, 515 east at Main, 215 northbound at Pebble. And lane restrictions causing congestion. That's Interstate 15 South at Craig.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And the special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the great folks there. And my buddy Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mound House. Joining us, as he does from time to time, a guy that always has an opinion on just about everything. He is Michael Schaus. He is Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And want to ask you, first of all, 35 days away from Inauguration Day, any doubt who's going to be the president at this point?
Yeah, at this point, I'm going to say Joe Biden is going to be sworn in, because even if you take all the claims of voter fraud at face and you believe all of it, the legal teams trying to enforce that just really have not had any success. A lot of that has been, kind of basic issues such as standing and what have you. Some of it has been more complex. Some of it has just been dropping the ball in court. But, I don't see, barring something pretty amazing, I don't see that changing at this point.
Let me just ask you, not looking back in the rearview mirror, but looking ahead through our windshield politically, how do we make sure this thing doesn't come back to bite us again in 2022 and again in a presidential election year in 2024?
Well, if you're talking about the faith that people have in the voting process and the integrity of the vote, if you're talking about that, this is something that should have been top of the list for many people years ago, really cracking down on voter integrity. And that means things like voter ID laws or what have you. If you mean, you know, how do we deal with the presidential win of Joe Biden, I would say, you know, take a step back and look at what else happened during that election. There were a lot of wins for Republicans down ballot, which tells you something very important. And that tells you that regardless of what's going on the presidential level, people are rejecting a lot of what's coming out of the Democrat Party now, in particular, you know, the critical race theory, the woke culture, stuff like that. And so there are real wins to take away from this year, regardless of what ultimately happens in January.
I'm just curious, though. To me, it's been weird in the 6 weeks since the election how, you know, I haven't had to go to my boss and ask if I can sit in a safe room for a while or bring a security animal in to sit on my lap during the show because I'm so distraught and I'm crying. And in fact, I checked at UNLV. They're still going to do finals. They're not postponing, you know, finals or midterms or anything like that. Isn't it weird how two groups of people can be so very different in their reaction to a disputed election?
Well, you know, I'll say this. Culturally, you're absolutely right. There's a huge difference. I mean, I don't need. You know, I have my emotional support rifle, which makes me happy. But you know, outside of that, like, no, you know, you aren't seeing the kind of mental breakdown that you did when, say, Trump was elected. Now, part of that is going back to culture. Think about the people that were throwing those, you know, very public temper tantrums and screaming at the sky and what have you. These are folks who were generally very young and had never experienced what it's like to have an electoral loss. You know, they grew up with President Obama in power, and they really thought that just because they were self-righteous, they were always going to get their way. And Trump's win was a very rude awakening to that worldview. On the other side of things, you know, this year, even after the disputed election and what have you, I think a lot of folks are going to kind of step back and say, well, how do we move forward? And that's because, quite frankly, people on the right are more used to electoral losses, fair or not.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, one of the things that I know we've identified in our state here in Nevada, and that is that this mail-in voting thing just will not work. It is really susceptible to not just, you know, indiscrepancies or cheating, but that it's just not a good system. How do we undo AB4?
You know, it really boils down to two things. I mean, part of it is, unfortunately, it's partisan. So it's, you know, it's going to be what happens politically in the years ahead. But another part of it, too, is really addressing people's trust in the system. Right now, when you look at people's trust in the media, when you look at people's trust in government, when you look at people's trust in major institutions, they're at all-time lows. And I think for the average person out there who doesn't follow this sort of stuff, pointing out to them that voting is an extension of those institutions that they don't trust, they start to get more skeptical about it. So it's kind of like any other issue where you can have broad public support, but not the political support. I'm thinking of like school choice. Most people support school choice, but politically that's going to be a non-starter in 2021. So you have to change that culture. You have to really get the cultural forces behind demanding change, demanding more integrity to the election system, which I think there's an appetite out there that's probably bipartisan once you get past the people in Carson City.
It'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out, and more importantly, will we see, because Republicans have almost universally lost just about every court case involving this election. I mean, are there any cases that we actually won?
No, and you know, I think that there are a couple of lessons to take away from. You know, I'm gonna be that libertarian guy that stands in the middle for a second and say, you know, if you believe that most of these claims were over-exaggerated or hyped up or just not at all based in reality, then you look at this and say, yeah, the courts rejected them because they were weak on merit. But let's pretend that you believe all the things claimed in those court cases were true. then you should be absolutely outraged at the caliber of the people who were running those cases, because a lot of these cases were not going up against unfriendly judges. They were going up to judges who really are pretty sympathetic to this idea of voter integrity. So there was a lot of people dropping the ball, so to speak, if you believe that what they were alleging was in fact true.
This special Nevada Policy Research Institute report, brought to you by Nevada Trucking, by Rico Aller, and by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. I just want to ask you, though, going forward, though, if we've got a Democrat assembly, a Democrat Senate, and we've got a Democrat governor, is it safe to say nothing's going to change for 2022?
Well, I'm going to say that it would be very, very hard on this front to get significant changes through. But, you know, we also keep in mind that's not going to be the end-all, be-all. We are not Illinois yet. We are not California yet. The culture in Nevada is such that the idea of a one-party state in perpetuity just is not here at this point. And so that's something that people should really take comfort in and realize, talking to your neighbors, talking to your coworkers in a civil and constructive way, you are really able to build out that culture that is opposed to a one-party rule in this state.
So tell me what's going to happen with redistricting. We've been hearing all across the country about redistricting, and it's going to help Republicans maybe regain control of the House of Representatives. Here in the state of Nevada, how much damage can be done to Republicans via redistricting?
You know, redistricting, regardless of what party you're in, I think that the average voter is probably always annoyed at how it happens. Because you look at some of these districts, and it's not like here's a block of, you know, like-minded people that live similar lives, therefore they should all be in the same district. Instead, you can see very clearly where they carve out, here are people that vote the way I want them to vote. And that is something that almost universally, when politicians do, they get blowback. So it's, you know, it could potentially hurt Republicans. But again, going to that, how are the voters really going to feel about it? I think that Democrats better be careful with how they go about this, because it could actually damage them, at least in the eyes of voters moving forward.
It'd be interesting to see how this all plays out. By the way, coming up, we're going to talk about the Clark County School District. They have a memorandum of understanding with their teachers union, which they say could be the first step towards getting kids back into brick and mortar schools. We'll talk about that and see how far down the path we are right now. And we'll also talk about Tom Cruise, who went nutso on the set of one of his films because somebody wasn't socially distancing and using protocols. We'll do that. Oh, and we'll also talk about the arrival of the vaccine. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702 702- 866-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add 2 new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Ah, you gotta love it. The Christmas season is upon us. This special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by my friends at Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and by Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. Joining us, as he does on a regular basis, Michael Schaus, the communication director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we wanted to just ask you, the vaccine has arrived in Nevada. So far, no real major, well, hiccups that we know of. Do you think this thing will go flawlessly, or will there be some hiccups along the way?
Yeah, I mean, there are going to continue to be some hiccups. You know, like any vaccine, of course, we know that it's not going to be foolproof. We also know that it's not going to roll out as fast as, say, you know, the governor would like. So even though the vaccine has finally arrived, and even though it's finally here, you know, embrace yourself, because the inner authoritarians and governors and politicians probably are not going to fade away simply because we finally have that promised vaccine.
Are you okay with the Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 as outlined in Governor Sisolak's playbook?
You know, I actually don't know specific Tier 1 and Tier 2 is. I will say this. I mean, it makes sense when you're talking about distributing something like the vaccine, which is going to be limited in nature, you know, giving it to the people who say are on the front lines first.
Just for the record, tier one is going to be folks in nursing homes, first responders, first frontline workers, nurses, doctors that deal with this stuff, that they're going to be first in line. And the rest of us are going to be we're going to be down the road somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, and in practice, that makes sense. What I would say here is, again, you know, tapping into my libertarian nature.
Here he goes.
I don't know why government's in charge of this in the first place. You know, if in a normal market society, you would have the drug companies offering this vaccine, and it would be distributed based on who the market determines is actually at risk. So the government would certainly be purchasing some for their frontline workers. Nursing homes would certainly be purchasing some for their folks, and the rest of us would really be based off of what's more important to you. Is the risk that you're tolerating right now in your life okay, so you can continue to wait a little bit, or are you somebody who, say, has a child with asthma living with you in your house that you really don't want to put at risk? You should be able to go out there, approach your insurance company, and actually have access to that. So, it's a little frustrating that government's in charge of it.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you, it's great that the military is spearheading the logistics of this, because it turns out they're pretty good at this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're pretty good at it, and this is this comes back to one of those things that bothers me on a academic level. Is, of course, the military is going to be pretty good at it. And out of any and all government agencies to do this, I would absolutely put them in charge. That being said, I do believe the free market would probably do it better, faster, and more responsive to the actual needs of normal people.
We'll find out. Tom Cruise went nutso on his folks on the set of his new film, and I don't know which film, if it was a Mission Impossible film or not, but he went absolutely nuts. I can't play it for you because part of it is unairable. You can't understand it. You need subtitles. But he went absolutely nuts and threatened to fire everybody on the set if they broke protocol again. Is this what we're going to see from business people all across the country and here in Southern Nevada, where businesses, where the boss will come out and say, and the guy that violates this is going to be fired?
Well, you know, to be fair to Tom Cruise, I think he was crazy long before this. it does show you, you know, we've been saying for a long time now that this pandemic has really brought out the inner authoritarians and governors, for example. Truth is, it's brought out the inner authoritarian in everybody. Tom Cruise was freaking out at his folks because his movie Mission Impossible 7 is on a tight schedule to be filmed, and if anybody gets COVID, it's going to delay the production of that. And I'm sure that he also cares about the well-being of people around him and what have you, but it does show you that there's going to be a real sense in business that, look, I have to protect my business. So, you know, I went to a bar recently, and as soon as we got in, the new edicts say that you have to keep your face mask on until you actually have a drink served. And of course, I was just, you know, as soon as I sat down at the table, I took the mask off out of habit, and we got told, no, you have to put it back on until the beer shows up. There's no scientific reason for that, but the only reason why they were so adamant in the bar is because they don't want to lose their license. So you will have this kind of groundswell of, hey, do things this way so that way we don't get in trouble.
You know, they always talk about science, but the science of this is so all wrong that the polling but the research that I've seen shows that only 3% of positive tests come out of bars and restaurants. Only 3%.
Yeah. And this is what has been so frustrating about the governor's edicts from day one, is that they're arbitrary, they're capricious, and they're not based in science. Even if we didn't know how many came from bars, just using your common sense logic, me keeping my mask on for an extra 30 seconds while I wait for my beer to show up is not going to stop me or anybody else in there from getting the coronavirus. And that's really what's so frustrating about it, is it's all for show. It's kind of a security theater, as I like to call it. The politicians making these rules so they can say, hey, look, we're doing something. And unfortunately, a lot of businesses are being bullied into enforcing those rules because they're afraid to lose their licenses. At some point, you might finally hit a point where people say enough, but we haven't hit it apparently yet.
Yeah, not yet. I know this may be our last opportunity before the holidays to get a chance to visit with you. You staying put, or you?